The Catholic Church has seen its share of scandal over the centuries, but few have proved so costly in sheer financial terms as the scandal that has unfolded in Boston in recent weeks. Today, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston announced that it will pay up to $30 million to settle a massive lawsuit with people who claim they were molested by a now-defrocked priest. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyeroff reports.
The Catholic Church and alleged victims of former priest John Gagan agreed to the settlement in 84 civil lawsuits that will cost the Boston Archdiocese between $15 and $30 million. The victims have accused Gagan of everything from fondling to rape. The amount each plaintiff receives will be set by an arbitrator. Mitchell Garabedian represents the alleged victims.
Accepting this money and putting this money in my clients' pockets is not going to end their turmoil in their lives, the horror they've had to live with. It's just a sign. It's a message that they're not guilty. It's a message that they've done the right thing. It's a message that they've uncovered this evil.
Father Chris Coyne is a spokesman for the Archdiocese.
That chapter is finished, at least in terms of the legal end from us. There's obviously a lot more that needs to be done as far as helping the victims heal.
Coyne says Cardinal Bernard Law has offered to meet with Gagan's victims to help them find closure. Cardinal Law has accepted the blame for reassigning Gagan to a new parish in 1984 when he was already aware of Gagan's sexual history. The church has already paid $15 million to settle previous civil lawsuits against Gagan. Ralph Delvecchio was 10 when he says he was molested by Gagan. Delvecchio says for him, the money isn't the victory.
That we got this far, that this much come out of it, and that all these priests were brought, you know, to the public's attention, and that some poor kids, young boys, whatever, aren't going to be victimized in the future. That's the victory in this whole thing.
The settlement talks took 11 months and broke down several times. In past settlements, the Archdiocese has required alleged victims to sign confidentiality agreements. Garabedian says his clients were unwilling to do that.
Secrecy has been a common thread, a common theme in these cases, whether it be Father Gagan telling the children to keep the molestation secret, the Archdiocese keeping these issues secret for years.
The church says it will use insurance money, the sale of assets, and private donations to pay for the settlements. It promises not to use money from collection baskets. Dr. Richard Sipe, author of Sex, Priests, and Power, The Anatomy of a Crisis, and a former psychotherapist who treated priests, says the church keeps its finances very secret.
They have offshore accounts, investments out of state, trust that can't be, quote, touched. So it's a complicated web of very high finance.
Some dioceses that have had to pay sex abuse claims have had to sell off buildings or take loans to pay settlement costs. Dr. Sipe has been involved in more than 50 sex abuse cases settled by the church. When you add up all the secret and public settlements, the cost of treatment for victims and priests, and legal fees, Sipe estimates the church will end up paying about $1 billion.
In spite of all the money that has been spent already, I see no diocese that is in danger of collapsing, but what I think that the great danger is that they're afraid that people will not give if they understand how much money is being spent on this kind of settlement.
The Boston Archdiocese is finding it more difficult to raise money for its endowment because of the scandal. Church fundraiser Ken Hokanson says he expects to meet the $300 million goal, but the church has extended the length of its campaign. The Archdiocese faces additional civil lawsuits. Garabedian says he's recently been contacted by about 100 more people who claim to have been abused by other priests. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyeroff in Boston.